December 2nd, Advent, the coming of the Lord. Adventus means coming. God comes to man. This is a fundamental dimension of our faith. We live our faith when we are open to God's coming, when we persevere in His advent. The Angelus, which we are going to recite, reminds us how much the Virgin Mary was open to God's coming. She introduces us to Advent. I'm thinking most of all of the Advent which is accomplished in the sacrament of holy baptism. You see, a human comes into the world. He or she is born as the child of the parents and comes into the world with the inheritance of original sin. The parents are aware of that inheritance. Inspired by faith in Christ's words, they take their child for baptism. They wish to open up the child's soul to the coming of the Savior, to His advent. So, Advent shows the beginning of new life. In a certain sense, the seal of original sin is removed from the child, and the beginning of the new life, the divine life, is engrafted in him. For Christ does not come with empty hands. He brings us the divine life. He wishes us to have life and to have it to the full. Refer to John chapter 10, verse 10. Every parish is a place where baptism is performed, so it is the place of the coming. It continually perseveres in the Advent and awaits the coming of the Lord in every new parishioner. December 5th, make straight the paths of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. I ask you to accept this call with all the simplicity of your faith. Man prepares the way of the Lord and straightens his paths when he examines his own conscience, when he searches his works, his words, his thoughts, when he calls good and evil by their names, when he does not hesitate to confess his sins in the sacrament of penance, repenting and resolving not to sin again. This is what is meant by straightening his paths. It also means receiving the good news of salvation. Each of us may see God's salvation in his own heart and conscience when he participates in the mystery of remission of sins as at the very advent of God. He thus professes that Christ is the Lamb of God, he who takes away the sins of the world. December 8th, the most redeemed of all. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who filled you, Virgin of Nazareth, with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In him you were conceived immaculate. Preselected to be his mother, you were redeemed in him and through him more than any other human being. Preserved from the inheritance of original sin, you were conceived and came into the world in a state of sanctifying grace, full of grace. We venerate this mystery of the faith in today's solemnity. Today, together with all the Church, we venerate the redemption which was actuated in you. That most singular participation in the redemption of the world and of man was reserved only for you, solely for you. Hail, O Mary, Alma Redemptoris Mater, dear Mother of the Redeemer. You who are the first among the redeemed, help us, men and women of the 20th century moving toward its end, and at the same time, people of the second millennium after Christ. Help us to find, once more, our part in the mystery of the redemption. Help us to understand more profoundly the divine dimension and at the same time the human dimension of that mystery. Help us to draw more fully on its inexhaustible resources. Help us, redeemed by the most precious blood of Christ. All this we ask of you in the solemnity of today. O clement, O pious, sweet Virgin Mary. Amen.